Blog Talk Radio.
Had a lot of big contests going on, a lot of points changing hands. Great contest out there this weekend. We've got a few callers calling in tonight that had partaken in some of the winnings over the past weekend. I want to thank Royal Oak for being a sponsor, Butcher Barbecue, David Busca for being a sponsor. I'd also like to thank Phoenix Printing and Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills. Also, couldn't do it without Southern Q Smokers. Builds a really, really good fit at affordable price. You need to check them out. Us here at Killer Bees, that's what we use. And we do pretty well on it. So we'll do a little recap of the weekend. I had a buddy of mine, Brad Kay from Lang Smokers, go down to Florida to do an FBA event down in Naples, Florida. Well, he ended up winning the contest down there. That's the second grand in 3 or 4 weeks. He got a KCBS grand, his first ever KCBS grand up in Munfordville, Kentucky. And goes down to Florida and up against Rub Bagby and Blitzkrieg and all those really, really good teams, Everglades Seasoning. Well, Brad pulled out four calls and got another grand championship. So congratulations to him. He should be calling in just a little bit to tell everybody his experiences down there. A very well-run, organized event down there in Florida. Also, we went up to Shelby, North Carolina, to the hog happening up there. I think it's actually the 21st year that hog happening has been going on. And they put on one heck of a show up there. They had a problem at the fairgrounds with some E. coli issues during the fair up there, which was about a month ago. So instead of putting the cookers in jeopardy or patrons or whoever in jeopardy, they decided to move it 2 weeks ago. They didn't know where they were going to have it. Well, they pulled out of the stops. They headed at a park down the road. Very nice park. I think every cooker that I know of really, really liked it. Actually, we kind of thought it was a better venue than the fairgrounds. It had some trees on it. It was nicely lit. The city of Shelby really came out for it. They ran us all sorts of power and water, and I stepped up to the plate and hit a home run, if you ask me. They did very, very well. A lot of people up this year. We had 55 teams with the likes of Two Old Men and a Grill. We had Rocky Top Barbecue. We had Three Eyes Barbecue. Dan Hickson came down from Maryland. We had Chick Swine Bovine. We had Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton. Had Q and Stewin' and Brewin'. Had several other really, really good teams. Midnight Burn, Thick and Porkers, Smoke This. Just the who's who of barbecue. We had Smokehouse Mafia. Can't forget them. Apex Barbecue. So it was a really, really full field up there this past weekend. It got a little tight towards the end, but everybody fit in there. Everybody really liked the venue. Like I said, they pulled out all the stops. And, you know, it's been in the 21st year. It's been going on for a while. So, you know, my hat's off to them that they really pulled it off and got everything going for all the teams and made all the teams feel very welcome. No issues on pulling teams in there and out. And we stayed over Saturday night. Had dinner with Thick and Porkers and Midnight Burn and Chick Swine Bovine, and waiting on the call from the World Food Championship. So it was like watching football. We always had a really nice dinner, and just want to say thanks to Shelby for coming out and supporting the barbecue teams and everything out there. If you ever get a chance to get in the Hog Avenue up in Shelby, you really need to. It's a really, really good event. There's several events that teams really, really like to go to year after year after year, and that's been one of ours. This is our second year, but just have so many friends up there, and it makes you feel so welcome. And like I said, the venue is very nice, and not to mention we always do pretty well up there too, so that's just icing on the cake. And then the big contest this past weekend was out at World Food Championship. Where they had, I think they ended up with 74, 84 barbecue teams out there competing for it all. They had to compete in sauce, brisket, ribs, and pork. Sarah Grillo had a couple nice high calls in there. I think they had it until they got the sauce. Walton County Pork Choppers took first in ribs, which was really, really good. Friends of mine, Jeff Smith from Smoking Stacks over here at Carolina Barbecue Association team, he took fourth in pork. So it was a really good high call for him. The outcome of everything, though, was that Butcher Barbecue came out on top. He got a second place in sauce, very high up in the other categories. And he also took a first place in sauce at the Jack Daniels World Championship. So he was kind of hoping if he'd gotten another first place sauce call, that would have been two world championships in the same year. So my hat's off to David Buska and his whole crowd and team for doing a spectacular job out there. And on the final table, I think he finished up fourth overall. Had some issues with his burn ends, not that they were bad, but that one of the judges thought something else for burn ends. But that's what you get when you get these little flu judges that are used to being on TV and thinking their word is gold, thinking they know everything. You only get to barbecue and there's certain things that, you know, certain ways we do things and certain pieces of meat turn out a certain way for a certain reason. And, you know, if they don't understand the whole process and what they're really truly supposed to taste like, then you don't need to be judging them. And that was probably pretty much the case on this. So when it comes out on TV, you'll know what he's talking about. And But Myron Mixon judges his product, gave him really high marks and everything. So to me, there might have been one or two judges over there that could have really judged barbecue correctly, and that would be Myron Mixon and Tim Love, because they both know barbecue. And as far as these others concerned, you know, to me, the two Hollywood. But that's what makes the show go on. So anyway, we've got a, like I said, we'll have some callers calling in here in a few minutes. If you got any experiences going out to World Food Championships, had a lot of friends of mine out there. Bubba Q's still staying out there. I think he's going to do a contest in Nevada before he comes back home. But we had some Georgia teams like Bare Knuckles and Pitbulls Up in Smoke and Wicked Q and, of course, Bubba Q. Had some teams from Alabama, a couple from South Carolina. Had Ultimate Tailgaters. He's actually doing another show on another channel right at this moment on his way back. And we also had Jeff Smith from Smoking Stacks went out there. A couple of us stayed behind. We were invited to go and qualified to go, but a couple of us stayed behind. Just couldn't pull it off. So congrats to all the people who got calls out there. And congrats to my friends that I see out on the tour. They did a really good job. They represented their home state and everything. So we're very pleased with all that. But we'll go over up in Shelby what happened this past weekend. Like I said, they had to change the venue. And you heard the teams that were out there with Munch and Hogs at Hilton and everything. But it came down to two teams who each got one team got four calls, one team got three calls. And came down to who had the higher calls. It was between Three Eyes Barbecue and Two Old Men and the Grill. And Two Old Men and the Grill pulled out a grand championship, took first place. He took first in brisket, second in ribs, and like I said, he had some really high calls. He took like a fourth or fifth in chicken. So he was on a roll. And my hat's off to Dan Hickson from Three Eyes Barbecue for winning Reserve Brand. That was really a tough field out there. So, you know, my hat's off to him for him coming down from Maryland to compete in there. The first place rib winner was Mike Richter from Chickswine Bovine. He got one call. That was it. I think he finished just out of top 10. So my hat's off to him for getting the first place ribs. As far as Killer Bees go, we got a third in pork and a fifth in brisket. We finished fifth overall. The other two were so-so calls, I guess. But we pulled out top five. We're happy with that. I also had Munch and Hogs at the Hilton out there. Rob McGee and Sean, they came all the way from Kansas City, and came and, you know, they had some issues of their own. They overcame them. They came out with a sixth place overall finish, but I think they had a really, really good time. And if I'm not mistaken, we'll see both of them at Kingsville next week, Three Eyes and Munch and Hogs at the Hilton. So it's going to be interesting to see with all the Georgia teams there how everybody's going to fare. But like I said, Southern Q Smokers is a good sponsor of ours. And they make a TNT model, which is what we cook on. So we're consistently in the top five. We get a lot of top 10 calls. And it's a very consistent smoker. We've got a couple contests, like I said, up coming up pretty soon. Especially in Georgia, we've got one called Hogging on there. It's in Gainesville, Georgia. It'll be this Friday and Saturday. And then the following weekend, we've got two different ones going on, two big ones. The first one is the National Barbecue Cup up in Cummins, Georgia. Randall Bowen puts that one on. It is a phenomenal event up there. To have the amount of teams that he gets in there, to have the prize money, to show how he takes care of the cookers. The good thing about Randall is, you know, he's out there competing with us, so he knows how to treat the cookers. He knows what they have to have, then he knows what they like to have. So he does a really good job, keeps people entertained, keeps the crowd entertained, does whatever, bends over backwards for the cookers and everything. So if there's an issue, He's Johnny on the spot, takes care of it for you. Has a really good lineup as far as singers and entertainment. So just really all in all an A-plus event to go to. You're going to see a lot of big teams, a lot of top teams in the country there. So if you get a chance, if you haven't gotten in yet, you need to go ahead and get in. Good prize money. It's a really well-run event. Just sad to say that Chill Bees will not be there this weekend, this year. We partook in it last year, but we've got other ventures on our mind. We've got an SBN event, Southern Barbecue Network event, down in Charleston, South Carolina. It is called Smoke on the Harbor, and I think it's the first year it's been sanctioned by SBN. I do know that, but we've got 33 teams in that. And we're going for Team of the Year in SBN this year. It's between three teams right now, with Killer Bees on top. I think Urology is a point behind us. Mike Catering is like 3.5 or 4.5 points behind us. So it's coming up to a three-horse race. We're looking forward to going down there competing and hopefully pulling out as Team of the Year. Well, I'd like to get another grand championship. But we'll see how it goes. Like I said, our big picture is to get Team of the Year, and we're going to go down fighting. So we'll see all the South Carolina teams down there, vying down there for that competition. And looks like it's going to be a really good one. It's right there at the USS Yorktown. Will be our backdrop. So looking for a really, really nice event down there. So those are two of the biggest events coming up. I think there's one in, Plant City, Florida coming up in 2 weeks also. It's another good event if you hadn't been to it. I've never been, but I've heard a lot of other teams talk about it. They would go down there before the National Barbecue Cup became an event. A lot of big teams would go down there to Florida and compete in that. There's still going to be a lot of teams going down to Florida competing at, because like I said, who's who at barbecue is going to be up at National Barbecue Cup. So if I see a dogfight to the end for the points, for the Team of the Year points in KCBS, go to National Barbecue Cup in Cummins, Georgia, give Randall Bowman a call, and he'll hook you up. Ample power, ample water, just things for the whole family to do. Just a really, really good event. Now, like I said, we've done several events this year, and one of the things we like to do on either Thursday or Friday night, mostly Friday night, is we like to do a potluck dinner. People come over and eat and, you know, have a good time. This year I made some gumbo to take to it, and we had smoked turkey that Midnight Burn did for Daryl Mathis, Barbecue Superstars, for their turkey dinner that they got coming up, and just had a really, really good event. Pick and Forkers contributed, BS Pitmeister smoked this, had some really good smoked this, cooked a really, really wonderful breakfast on Saturday morning, and I had my first taste of liver mush. Liver mush is something, anything but the wink on the pig, I guess, but it's a North Carolina staple, especially up around Shelby, North Carolina. And it's even on menus in restaurants and stuff, which really shocked the hell out of me. But Steve from Smoke This was frying it up in pans. It kind of looked like Spam. I did have a half a piece. And I'll be honest with you, it wasn't all that bad. It tastes a lot like, almost like a country fried steak, a little spicier. And didn't have a liver taste at all. So I was pretty surprised, so, to say the least, but it was a really, really good breakfast he put on up there. We've got some other callers going to be calling in here any minute, I hope. Like I said, we'll have Bob Roberts from Chill Men and Grill calling in, and hopefully Brad Kay from Lang will be calling in here shortly. David Buska from Butcher Barbecue, he's going to try to call in just a little bit to view his opinion of the World Food Championship. he was excited at how well he did. He said definitely a contest that somebody you have to do at least once in a lifetime, and he highly recommends doing it. So we'll play a little music. Can we get some more somebody call in? Another issue I want to cover as far as us being in the barbecue world. A good friend of mine, Ralph Marion from Two Worthless Nuts, and several other teams are up in the Northeast. They're doing a barbecue relief. Very, very good organization. They went out to Joplin, Missouri and helped everybody out there. They deliver meals and everything or feed thousands and thousands of people each day. First responders up to people that's lost everything. So, if you haven't donated to it, it's called OBR, Operation Barbecue Relief. You go on there and donate whatever you can. If you're up in that area, go help them serve these people. Go help cook barbecue. It's a very good, it's a nonprofit organization. Everything goes towards whatever people do. It's strictly voluntary. And Rob's been up there for quite a few days now. Lending his services and skills. And last count, I think they were feeding up to almost 5,000 people a day. And he said he cannot explain the rewards that he gets from seeing people who haven't, some people hadn't had a meal in 2 or 3 days, been living on peanuts and all this other stuff. And he said just to see the looks on their face and get a real good quality meal, some warm food in their stomach, he said, just means the world to them. Several people who are a little less fortunate this time from up there at Hurricane Sandy have expressed, you know, to find out what organization this was that was feeding all these people. And several have expressed interest that when they do get back on their feet, they will definitely make donations and stuff to this worthy cause because it really, really is worthy. They're right in the heart of everything, so they're going to they move around a little bit. So they can hit several areas to feed these people. And, you know, of course, Red Cross and everything's up there trying to get find them shelter and everything. So it's been a long time for Rob to be up there. But he's supposed to be a shell, but he nixed out of there to go head up there and take care of the hurricane victims. Which my hat's off to him for spending his time up there, donating his time and skills to feed all the people up there working, trying to clear trees out, trying to get power back on. Several people just lost everything. It's just amazing how a storm like that, no matter how prepared you are for it, it can take away everything that you've owned in less than a day. So feel fortunate you have what you have, and give a little bit today to Operation Barbecue Relief so they can feed more and more people. They take donations, they take meat donations, they take, you know, the money, they go and they go buy supplies, you know, whether it be meat or charcoal or gas or whatever, they go buy what they need to help feed all these people. So, like I said, if you get a chance, donate today. Don't be late. Go ahead and do it while they really need it. So, several people of you have donated, which is really, really great. And, you know, let's just keep it going. And, you know, it'll get paid back one day, tenfold. So just keep that in mind. If you got any spare change, whatever, anything, just donate it and get it to them. So we've got some friends of ours from Holy Smokes who've done that when the Twisters touched down last year before over there in Tuscaloosa. Alabama was a big recipient of OBR, and of course, like I said, it started in Joplin, Missouri. which hit home for a lot of people, being out there in Missouri, all the barbecue teams in that those areas. They all came together and really put forth an effort to, like I said, to help feed these people. I mean, these people, the only thing they have is a shirt on their back. So let's be thankful we have what we have and donate to OBR. It's a really first-class organization out there. Well, while we got a little time, I do want to thank Scott and Tim from Southern Q Smokers for building our pits. We did pretty well on this weekend. It's a gravity-fed smoker. It won't break the bank. It does really, really well in competition, or you use it on your back porch. It's not terribly big. We just, I personally delivered one to Michael Harmon down in Beaufort, South Carolina. He had a little issue with his restaurant and the smoker he had for his restaurant. So I took the one out of my trailer that I competed on this weekend, cleaned it up for him and took it down there, and he was very happy to see it. You know, anytime you get a chance to help another barbecue team out, if it's any way possible, you know, you definitely want to try to get it going and help them out, because we're all one big family out there. And, you know, when you go to any of these contests, everybody kind of makes you feel at home. And like I said, we met some really, really nice people. And we have one on the other line right now. It's kind of a mom and dad of us barbecuers around this area. Really, really like to see them win. And they've been doing a lot of that lately. But we got Bob Roberts from Two Old Men and Grill on the line. How you doing tonight, Bob?
Pretty good. How about you?
We're doing pretty good, man. So how was your weekend?
We had a fantastic weekend, other than it was a little bit chilly. But first and foremost, I think we need to say how great the contest was, that these people had 3 weeks to move that thing and find a new location, and the job they did was fantastic. I thought they did, it was better there than it was at the fairgrounds where they had it. A lot of people did a lot of work, and we got to be thankful for what they did.
Yeah, they had a lot of volunteers to really pull through, and like I said, I think a lot of teams like that then you're a little bit better. You know, we had some trees, and you know, it was a nice venue.
We were closer together. Yeah, I mean, you know, you could talk and you could have fun. Easy to have fun.
Oh yeah, and I mean, just and then you know the stage was right on top of all the cookers. You know, stage was over towards the back, which was nice. So You know, as a cooker, you know, we like to sit there and BS during the day and stuff, and you know, you can still hear some music, but you know, it wasn't like right in our ears.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was a nice place up there. I really enjoyed that one.
That's pretty close to being your hometown, isn't it?
Yes, we're not but about 15 minutes out. We're in Cherville, just the next little town over.
Yep. So what do you think about the field that was up there?
It was a real good field. I felt really proud to do what I did there. We had a good cook. It was cold. We couldn't get out and run around, so we more or less stayed there and just concentrated on our work, and things turned out. And I was afraid to say anything because you always wait on that shoe to fall off. But we had a good cook, and so, you know. But the competition was there. I think they said it was there from 9 states.
Yeah, there was a lot of states there, and, you know, the first
had the number one team in the nation, number three team in the nation there.
Yeah, you know, so, the first six teams were all different states. Do you know that?
Yep.
So that was...
As pun goes, it wasn't a walk in the park.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't an easy field, and, you know, we scored just under 680, which I get to 680, I'm like, okay, I've done a pretty good cook, you know, up to the judges and stuff, but you know, you got a 697 and you needed every bit of that to win. I mean, it was a you know, 3 hours barbecue came down there to take it all, but you know, I'm kind of glad, you know, one of the southeastern teams won it. We represented pretty well. You know, you had 3 hours second place, and you had Munchin' Hogs at Hilton 6, so you know, Southeastern teams took rest of those spots. So I was pretty glad to see that.
We have some tough competition in this part of the country.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get away from it either.
No, we don't have any bottom. We don't have a place to go bottom fish.
That's right.
We've got to dangle our bait up in the middle of the water.
And all we do is catch the big ones, don't we?
That's it. I go to one, I think I got a good chance at and get there, and 25 of the top teams in the nation sitting there waiting on me when they show us.
Yeah, we got another one like that, and Evans up here with another grand. That was another real high-profile tournament up there, if you so to say.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, South Pitching Time teams came represented. I mean, you got grand, we got reserve grand, and Pickle Pork has got third.
Mm-hmm.
We had Tuffy and Johnny and Lotta Bull and Pork Barrel and...
Well, the smoking, Munching Hogs of the Hilton was there, too, because he come up and talked to me after this and said he'd been out here twice, and I beat him both times. But he seemed, that's the first time I got to meet him, seemed like a real nice guy.
Yeah, he's good friends with Rock Gray, my mentor. You know Rock very well, too.
I think I've met him a time or two.
Yeah, I think you have, too. But anyways, those two guys, they just like to have fun, you know. They were at a cornhole tournament, and he said, what do people from Kansas know about cornhole tournaments, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they made it through the first round, and they were tickled to death. Of course, they got their butt whacked after that, but they had so much fun. That's what he was talking about on Friday night, you know, when Rob came over, because him and Sean came over got some duck gumbo. And, you know, he was just talking about a cornhole tournament. He goes, man, that was so much fun. Mm. And we won the first match. Oh, man, I mean, you know, he didn't care about the market. He's like, man, this is great.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think a lot of the contests that they go to out that way, they don't even have power, water. I mean, some of the stuff I've seen out in the Midwest, you know, you show up with what you got and cook.
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate because that means, you know, a lot of teams that can't cook without those or don't have the means to cook without those, I mean, it makes it really, really tough. I mean, yep, a lot of us can adapt around here because of our rigs and stuff like that, but, you know, there's a lot that couldn't do it without it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But with all this modern stuff that we've got around here, we get to do a whole lot of extra things at our competitions. A lot of stuff there for the public and... you know, you just draw a good crowd.
Well, yeah, that's just what I'm saying. Is when you offer stuff like that, you get a better mix of teams in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have to tote half the stuff with them. But then again, you know, teams that don't have a rig that, you know, come up to pop-ups and all of those stuff, they can still bring a hand-washing station and, you know, some power, some heaters or ACs, whatever. You know, and still compete and do very well. But, you know, when you don't have that stuff, it makes it tough on the teams that aren't as fortunate as others to have all the amenities of the house.
Yes, there's a big difference in it.
But you know, you've done, how many grands did that make for you this year?
That was our fifth.
That was your fifth?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
only shooting for two more.
How many more contests you got?
Two.
Oh, you're not shooting for three, huh?
No, I'm not going to get in over my head. I'm only going to shoot for two.
You're going to Gainesville, aren't you?
Yes, uh-huh. Yep, we'll be going down there and planning on having some fun down there.
Well, that's going to be a pretty big event for what I hear. I don't know how many teams are in it yet, but I know there's quite a few.
Oh, well, I hadn't heard they don't post their teams, so I don't know anybody that's showing up. And
well, maybe it's just you then, right?
Do what?
Maybe it's just you.
Well, you know, that's still 300 points any way you look at it.
Well, we, you know, I know Three Eyes going to be there and Munching Hogs at the Hilton, mm-hmm. and... have a good feeling Tuffy's probably going to show up if he's not filming.
Oh, well. But,
you know,
Barbecue won't be there. He's going to do one out in Nevada. But, you know, you have Pitbull and Wiki Q and all them Georgia teams.
Yeah. Blue Blood coming up. I've talked with him.
Yeah. So that's good to see David and Celeste come back up.
Midnight Burn. They said they was coming.
Are they coming to Gainesville?
I think they put it on their Facebook.
Okay, because I was trying to get them. They were a little discouraged this weekend, and they'd already signed up for Cummins, and I said, y'all just need to get back up on the horse and go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only way you're going to beat this thing. You only got, like I said, you only had like two more competitions this year.
Yeah. Well, they're fun to be around, too.
Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, they're great people.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a wonderful restaurant up there in Flat Rock, North Carolina, right there by Hendersonville.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get a chance to go eat there, they really take care of you. Especially barbecue. They fed us like kings, so. Now they really look forward to seeing other teams and stuff up there, go see them, and they've been fortunate enough. I think they're going to hit the barbecue trail a little harder next year. So, that'd be a good thing for them. But, yeah, they're really, really good people.
Yeah.
We've been hanging around them for quite a while.
Well, we're going to sort of take some time off. Until March, then we're going to crank back up. We're going to go down south for 5 weeks run.
Yeah, you go down and do the, what they call the southern swing.
Mm-hmm. We really enjoyed that last year. And we had a ball down there.
Y'all did very well down there last year too, didn't you?
We did extremely well down there. That sort of woke us up.
Well, y'all have always been tough. You know, y'all... I think the first time I met y'all was down at Boss Hog last year. And I think you took reserve grand or something in there, didn't you? Last year?
No, I don't remember. They got that old man in my name for a reason. That's the best part about it. I get to start every day new because I ain't got a clue what I did yesterday.
Well, hopefully you can remember what you did this past week because... yeah, you did very well, so, hopefully you can keep that roll going.
Well, I've got it written down, and I'm going to do my best.
Do your best to duplicate it, huh?
I'm going to try. Like I say, we didn't do any running around. I hit all my timelines. A lot of times I go to running my mouth, and when I'm supposed to do something at 9 o'clock, I look at my watch, it's 9:30. And, that's when things go wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, when y'all were down here at the Banjo-BQ down here at Papa Joe's, I was talking to Christy Beckham, who pretty much runs the thing. And we've known each other for a few years. Me and Doug Varnador knew each other for a little while. And they were telling me after the contest and everything, they said they couldn't have had a better outcome than what they had this year with the local team winning the reserve grand. And she said she literally cried when she found out y'all won grand. She said it was just real.
We've made a lot of friends out there. And it's just the best of anything that we've ever done in our life. I mean, as far as the friends and all that we've made, it's the best time of our life right now, and we're enjoying it.
And that's what's all good. I mean, you know, we just lost Papa Sam and Diane. And, it really hurts because all part of your extended family.
Mm-hmm.
And, y'all are always a force to be reckoned with when y'all come in town. But, all that aside, when you have the friendships like what a lot of the teams have out there, and, everything just goes really well. But the biggest thing I say is, too, is y'all are probably – the most respected team out there, I mean, as far as, humanitarian-wise, everybody loves, and you got to admit, there's a lot of people come over and start talking to you and stuff. A lot of new teams will come over and talk to you and everything. I mean, and that's what it's all about, getting the whole barbecue community involved and everybody meeting each other and all that stuff, just having the big extended family.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that, but I noticed when we was on stage this weekend, I wasn't sure whether we got a standing ovation or they're all getting up and run, get your scorecards.
I can answer that for you. We stood up and clapped for you.
I know you did. It brings the tears to our eyes every time. I mean, it's the first one down in Lexington was unbelievable. I don't think our feet touched the ground for a long time. But just that the people that stayed around to shake her hand and congratulate us, oh, my, how it made you feel.
Yeah, it's like I said, until you experience it, it's kind of hard to put in words on what happens, you know, when that happens. But like I said, I mean, you know, y'all are two of the best people I've ever met, especially even barbecuing. But, I mean, just like I said, humanitarian-wise, I mean, y'all just some great people. Y'all welcome us. Y'all make everybody feel at home or at ease. And, you know, and just talking to you really, really gets a lot of people laughing, too. You don't know Pop. He's got some stories now, and he's got some sayings. So you just got to sit around and talk to him, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you and Steve had us laughing this past year at Boss Hog up there, came to guest and ate at a restaurant that Saturday night. And I don't even know if I ate anything, because I think I was afraid if I ate something, I'd spit it out, because y'all had us rolling.
Yeah.
And my side hurt for about 3 days.
We have had some experiences, that's for sure.
And, you know, we're going to have a show one night. Well, it's just going to be some of the off-the-wall experiences teams have had. We're
mm-hmm.
going to bite all in. And
sort of like the bloopers.
Yeah, exactly.
Barbecue bloopers.
And I know everybody's had them out there.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee everybody who's done some barbecue has had them out there.
Oh, yeah.
And some not so funny, some hilarious. So we'll have to get a show on for that and do that route.
Yep.
So you got you got your two coming up this weekend and next weekend, and then you got to be off till March. So I guess you got to do a lot of practice kicks in between then, or?
Well, the rest of November and the whole month of December, we've just got caterings backed up to back up. I mean, we've got 3 days in a row. A whole lot of cooking going on there. And to tell you the truth about it, since we started doing a lot of catering, our competition has come up. We're handling the meat more. You know, if a problem comes up, we've learned how to correct it.
Right.
And the more you cook, the easier it gets.
It's almost like second nature then, you know.
Yeah. You're doing things without having to think about it.
Well, and that's the big thing, like you said, you know, you do things that I haven't think about. You know, when a problem comes up, a lot of people get flustered, and they just lose total focus on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with you you doing the catering and everything, you know, it helps you in the long run. Cause like I said, you know, we cook for Jan, which is our sandwich shop, and I use our customers as guinea pigs down there sometimes. So I'm trying different rubs and, you know, different everything on some. You know, we cook mainly pork and brisket for there.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of helps you get an edge, and everybody says, well, you need to do some practice cooks. Well, you know, hell, I do it every week.
Yeah.
If my stuff's hitting, I'm not going to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
So right now about the only thing that's been hitting for me is pork and brisket, which is unheard of. But, you know, we don't cook chicken for down there. We don't cook ribs, so I guess that's why they're suffering.
Yeah. Well, it varies according to where we go. Now, when we go across the Mississippi, we're in trouble, and I've yet figured out what them people's looking for. But,
well, if you look, I think we might discuss this. I know Daryl discussed it. You know, when you look at the flavor profile, and you wonder why the Midwestern teams do so well. Well, they're in the mid. You know, they're not too off from California style or out west, and not too far off from ours. So east to west, there's more of a change than there is from north to south.
Mm-hmm.
People all the way up the eastern seaboard, you know, some of them might be using more vinegar than others, but, you know, all in all, the flavor profiles aren't that far apart.
Yep.
So when you start, you know, like I said, you start heading west and you get across that big river, very very few teams from this side of the country do well out there. You know, Sarah Grillers did very well in World Food Championship. You know, then they tanked the sauce. That kind of took them out of it.
Yeah, well, we're not used to playing the sauce game.
No, and that's just it. You know, everybody's got their own sauce to use on me, but standing by itself might not be that good. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know,
there's a lot of sauces out there that don't taste good by themselves, but when you put them on the meat, they're delicious.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that's a little bit disheartening for some of the teams to go all out there and lose it on a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'd rather have seen the chicken category than a sauce or, you know, pork loin or something. But
mm-hmm. Sometimes
a meat, another
yep.
protein. But, you know, but to lose it on that, it's very disheartening. But, you know, they're all thankful. Everybody I talked to said they were very thankful for being out there and had a really, really good time. And now they're coming back, and I guess 60-something of them are broke. But, yeah, that's the way it goes. You know, you put all your eggs in the basket. And I said, you know, I think me and you and Smokehouse Mafia and a couple other things kind of shied away from going out there just for that reason. You know, it's just mm-hmm. going to be, for me and you, and I know for Smokehouse, it's going to be way too much to take on in a week or two. And to go out there and spend that kind of money, I look at the big picture. I look at it well. Yeah, I could try to do that one-shot deal, or I could, you know, go do 13, 14 more contests this next year.
Yeah, well, we thought about that, but we'd done a 3,000-mile trip the week before.
Yeah.
And we was just literally wore out from riding. And so we said we can take our gas money and get in 10 contests.
Yeah.
And we just decided to give them the entry fee, and we'll take our gas money and We got in these other three contests, and then we're getting a five down south for next year.
Well, that's right. I mean, like I said, sometimes, you know, look at the big picture. It's great to be on that main stage, mainstream, and the media and all that. But, you know, a lot of those people are just down-home folks, and, you know, we don't really have to have it.
No.
You know?
Well, a lot of them out there, they're in the barbecue business.
Right.
You know, that helps them. That's advertisement for their business.
Oh, yeah, whether it be a restaurant or smokers or rubs or...
There, you know, that's a benefit to them. We're just going out there for the fun of it.
Yeah, well, a lot of them have good sponsors, too. You know, I've got some really good ones, but, you know, and that being said, you know, a lot of their sponsors might give them money to go out there and compete.
Mm-hmm.
Get their... you know, get their logos out there on mainstream media and all that. So, you know, that's kind of what Daryl Mass Barbecue Superstar is all about. He's, you know, he's working on trying to get team sponsorships and everything, you know, bring you know, items in that are associated with barbecue from our standpoint, but from their standpoint, they don't know why we use it. But, you know, everybody's got their reason. But, you know, just certain things like Reeves Lightning and stuff like that, a lot of barbecuers use. So it's only natural, you know, if it handles that kind of grease, it can handle anything. So that's the kind of angle I'm going at. You know, you got marinades out there and all sorts of stuff. So
yep.
It's trying to market barbecue a little bit better because, like I said, I mean, how long have you been barbecuing?
Well, it's about 5 years.
And you've probably seen a tremendous growth in the amount of teams and the amount of money that's been pumped
in.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I'm in my second year. So just looking back at the amount of teams that were in it, like in 2000, 2003, I mean, since 2000, it's probably come up almost tenfold in the amount of teams and amount of people registered at KCBS.
And the prize money and everything else. But I could never figure out why Reynolds Aluminum and the Bounty paper towels don't have every team out there, because we keep those two businesses gut running.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, things you don't think about, you know, that we use a lot of, you know, between paper towels and even the aluminum pans and, you know, we as barbecues, if we were smart, we'd take stock in aluminum.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody else used aluminum foil, they probably wouldn't even
make a dent, because I know every barbecue team out there uses Lumifoil aluminum pans week in and week out, because I'm like a lot of other ones. I'm not going to sit there and clean up stuff for 3 hours after you've been up all night.
Nope.
So it's easy to take your racks out or whatever and just chuck them in the trash can and be done with it, let them recycle them, and, you know, use them again another day. But you know, like I said, you know, you got trash bags, you got little these little pop up trash cans. You got all your rubs, your sauces, you know, every little thing, hot plates, you know, everything that you can think of. I mean, you almost got to go with a full kitchen to do one of these contests and everything. So, you know, hell, you could even get Dawn to do it, because, you know, if you wash the dishes, 90% of teams probably use Dawn to get the grease out of whatever they are going to save.
I guarantee you they do.
So, you know, Barton Gamble needs to come off some money and start sponsoring some of these teams. But, you know, like I said, I use Dawn on my shirts. I mean, you know, as well as I do, it doesn't matter if you have an apron on or not. You're going to have spots on your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a given. And,
I've always heard that grease lightning is what you put on your shirt.
Yep,
you can get those spots out.
Yep, you can use Dawn too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's good enough for sea creatures with crude oil on them, it's got to be good enough for a shirt.
Uh-huh. Well, I hadn't tried the Dawn thing yet.
Yeah, I just mix a little bit on a finger and a little bit of water and dab it on the spot and let it sit in there for about a day, then wash them, and you'll never see a spot. Even some of the spots that are in there now that you've already washed a couple times, some of those will come back out.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive stuff. We've been using it for a while on all my shirts. I still got some shirts that have spots on, but I told Jan just leave it alone, because I said I've got to have some nasty shirts so I know which ones I can wear during certain times of barbecuing. So, but it's been, you know, it works. It really does. So I know y'all were very, very happy with this win this past weekend, being in front of your hometown and everything. And, you know, we hope that you have a lot of success in the future. We're going to a little bio of Tillman Grill. What kind of pit do you cook on?
We cook on the stumps, stretch.
And how long you been cooking on it?
I started cooking on it in January.
And what kind of charcoal do you really, really, really love to cook with?
Oh, you know what that is. That's Royal Oaks. I had a friend give me a bag of Royal Oaks the first time I ever used it, and we got a grand. And I put Royal Oaks in it since.
And that same friend keeps bringing it to you, doesn't he?
He sure does.
Well, I'm glad you like that product, because like I said, it's they've been good to me, and they're good to a lot of teams out there. And like I said, they've got several different kinds of lump charcoal. I know you like the orange bag, red bag, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's a really good charcoal. Burns hot, and you know, you have very little ash, and burns clean.
Well, you get enough smoke on it that it's good, but it doesn't put so much on it that it's bitter. It's just a good flavor.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is even with the briquettes, you know, they're not petroleum bound, so you don't get that petroleum flavor not only in your
mm-hmm.
in your.
There's meat. One particular one out there. Every time I cook in it, it tastes like zinc.
Yeah, I mean, when you cook with a real clean product, you know. Your meat's going to come out cleaner and fresher and everything, give you a better taste of meat. Like I said, you're not going to have all that extra flavor in there that you really don't want in there.
Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference.
Yep. And, like I said, I have to congratulate you on your grand this past weekend. And is there any shout-outs you want to give out to people or sponsors or whoever? Like I said, we've covered the Shelby organizers. I covered them at the beginning of the thing about, you know, they had like 2 weeks to find a place. And like I said, for the city council, the commissioners, whatever, to step up and get the needed
people and volunteers out there to make that thing happen. It was pretty phenomenal.
They did an excellent job. They need to pat themselves on the back for that one.
They do, and I mean they got a really good ovation for putting it on. And you know, like I said, last year was my first year doing the Shelby one, and you know, as well as I do, there's some like Trine and Boss Hog and a few of these others around here that really take care of the cookers, and they're on your must-to-do list, so to speak. You know, if there's only 8 or 10 that you do every year, you know which 8 or 10 you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just make the cookers feel so welcome when you get there.
Yep, and they do that very well. But now, if there's any sponsors out there that's hunting a nice trailer to put their logos on, now I've got one.
Yeah, you do have a nice trailer. I will admit that. He does have a nice trailer.
And we'll travel about 20,000 miles a year up and down these roads showing them off for him.
that's free exposure right there. You know, I can't. That's a moving billboard.
I tell you what, we have people that come up beside us on the interstate. And they come up to pass you, and all of a sudden they stop. And you look in your side mirror and look over there. They got their phones out taking pictures of the trailer running beside you.
Yeah.
And that happens quite often.
I remember when I was heading up to, where was I going? It wasn't Lexington. I was heading up towards North Carolina. It may have been Tryon. I think it was Tryon when I was heading up there this year. And, you know, I got my trailer wrapped and everything. And they were, I had a big motorcycle group go by me. And everyone was honking, thumbs up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Calling, got any in there?
Yeah,
it's
a fun trip just going down the road, watching people.
I've had truckers blow the horn at me. I don't know, because I ran them off the road or whatever. But, you know, people say they still blew the horn at me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think because they see the rap. But, yeah, you don't see that all the time.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, I think it catches people by surprise. And they're going to say there's such a thing as a barbecue team.
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of that going up and down the road.
Yeah, and like I said, y'all traveled at Southern Swing. Y'all been out to American Royale. Are y'all going back next year?
I don't know. I really was glad we went, but I don't know whether we're going to go back or not. This next year's contest will determine. I mean, we've already got an invitation to it.
Yeah, I got mine last week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it's a different world out there. If you've never been, by all means, go. It is worth the trip to go one time anyhow.
Well, you know, we're kind of shorthanded this year about going out there. And we got one here in South Carolina we like to do. But, you know, I told Jan, you know, There's a couple we really just need to go and do. And, you know, if, you know, we got invites to make a round. My number one thing on my list is the Jack. Like Bubba said, it's not all the prize money, it's not the judge, it's just the Jack. You know, he said it's just the variety and everything of it. So, you know, he said you just have to go out there and do that.
Well, we didn't make the draw in the Jack this year, but we went. That's how much I think about it. I've been for the last 4 or 5 years. And we got to eat dinner with Paul Kirk's daughters and their husbands at Miss Bobo's on Saturday.
You know, Paul
and
Kirk called.
We had a blast with them.
Well, Paul Kirk called in the show last Monday. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he called in and we taught barbecue. He's been judging, I think, up there for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got about every grill known to man.
I would imagine that, yeah.
So, but he was he's really good to talk to, the Baron of Barbecue. And, mm-hmm. you know, he was doing it when back in the heyday and everything. But I think we have, just speaking of extended families, I think we have your long lost son on the other line.
Oh, surely not.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, well, that's great.
I think he should be patrolling the streets, if you ask me, but, you know.
Well, now, he might be doing that. You might hear some background noise in there when he gets to talking.
Yeah. Donuts done. David, how you doing, buddy?
I'm here. And, yeah, I'm not patrolling the city, but I'm doing a detail again. I just couldn't resist when I heard my daddy's voice on there.
Kind of
like I'm off to a plane.
Well, I figured this was bait to get you to call in anyway.
You baited me good.
You took it. You don't pass up too much bait, though, do you?
Uh-uh.
You got to take care of your children.
That's it. Now, David, you and Flesh usually do that Southern Swing with Field Man Grill, don't you?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Y'all usually do the Southern Tour, as we call it, with Slidell and Hammond and all them. Well, you live right down there and all that. So do y'all do all five of them with them, or y'all just do a couple of them?
Well, this year we did Pensacola, which that, like I told you, Pensacola was the first time we met Mr. Bob and Big Mo and Mike Hallman and Miss Carol and all of them and stuff, and they took us in like family. But we usually don't do Mobile because Mobile's that was this year when our Sam's Club was in Baton Rouge, and that's only
right.
A 35-40 minute drive from the house. And then, of course, then we have Tupelo. I think it was Tupelo next, and that's where Mr. Bob and them stayed with us. And then from there we went to the Hammond, and then, of course, Slidell. So, nice to have a few at home, less than an hour drive. Them 600-mile drives one way from me.
Yeah, well, I know y'all came up, did a lot of North Carolina stuff this year, and spent a lot of time with Bob and Melinda. But, you met a lot more teams and a lot more, I guess, extended family members that kind of come to, to help when you kind of on a downswing.
Well, that was very evident last weekend when we was all up in Cleveland, Georgia, when our truck broke down at 8:23 in the morning on the side of the interstate in Atlanta, Georgia, in rush hour.
Not a fun feeling. We've all been there one time or another, but it's good to have some help like that. I mean, you got to use your resources, but, like I said, you got an extended family out there, and, I've seen it so many times on Facebook where other people have had troubles and, flat tire here, and, well, if I was close, I'd get them, or, they come to help them, and in your case, they finished getting you to the competition. Y'all actually got to compete too.
Yeah, I can't say Danny Kugel and the rest of them, and of course Bubba. I mean, he was a lifesaver. He didn't have to come get me by no means. He wasn't obligated to, but he did. He dropped what he was doing, his prep and everything, and he came to us and he got us there. And some other good people that we met, Sandy and Joey Boyd from Huntsville. Joe B's Blazing Barbecue, they, on the way back up there with Bubba bringing us up to Cleveland, they saw on Facebook we broke down, and he didn't even hesitate. He said, "We're not cooking, David. We're coming to you, and we're going to get you home with our dually." And they came to us, and they hooked to us, and, didn't ask for anything and got us home, So, I mean, I you can't say too much, As I posted on there, firemen are my new heroes. And that's coming from a police officer.
Well, y'all kind of, a lot of times y'all have to work hand in hand. I mean, still, y'all are both first responders. So, it's all good. I think Brad Kay was trying to get on there. Brad, if you're still out there, you can call in. I'll switch over, I promise. But he kind of, that was the second time he's called in. So hopefully he'll call back in. Brad Kay won an FBA down there in Florida this past weekend. He's supposed to come up to Shelby with us and, Ben Lang had other plans for him, so he went down there and won his second grand of the year. So he's still floating, I believe. I don't think his feet hit the ground yet. But
it has a way of doing that to you.
Yeah. Has your feet come out, come down yet, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I can't see them from my belly.
So, David, you coming up to Gainesville this week?
We'll be there. We'll leave, when will we leave? We'll leave Thursday evening around 3 o'clock and head that way. We'll
okay.
be up there. Hopefully, I'll make it through Atlanta this time.
Yeah, you're actually on the opposite, dead opposite side of Atlanta, so, yeah, you got to come all the way around to get to it. But, like I said, if you don't hit that Atlanta traffic at rush hour, you should be fine.
I'm just hoping the old truck keeps don't break down again and we can make it. They fixed it. That was a sad thing. You know, on a Friday evening, I even offered a couple extra $100 to all those mechanics to come to us, and I guess Friday didn't mean nothing to them. They were ready to go home. And it's sad because it was just a simple little part that if I'd have had, it's two bolts, and that would have been it.
Yeah.
But that's how it happened.
Yeah, we've had some $25 parts keep us down, so I know what you're feeling.
It was nice to get up there and have Bubba and them get us there and stuff, you know, and that's, you know, with a family, you know, of course, you know, everybody was laughing and cutting up and everything, you know, and with the wars, and when I got that call in chicken, which I didn't think I was going to do, and you know why, because a couple of the skins and what happened, and I was like, wow, you know, fourth place chicken now. I was like, I'll take it. You know, when I'm going up there, I heard him when they were asking, Bubba, you should have left him on the side of the road, and did he get 50% of my checks, you know?
Yeah, well, I think you came over to my trailer, and you asked me about your brisket. And, Bob, you get a kick out of this. He came over and bought his brisket. I don't really eat anybody else's barbecue, but I knew what David had been through, and I said, I'll try it, you know, and he brought it over, and I ate it, and I said, that's a good brisket. He was not serious, so I said, no, it's a good brisket. I said, that's the call right there, if they know what they're talking about. Didn't I tell you that?
Tell me that.
Well, you got fifth and brisket?
Yeah, we got fifth and brisket, and I remember somebody crying. He didn't like his brisket. It was too tender. It fell apart, and I think he got, what, third place?
Yeah, I got third place, but, you know, you said, I thought you said my brisket was good. I said, I did say your brisket was good. I didn't tell you mine was better.
I remember when you passed me, that's when I said, oh, my brisket's falling apart. It's no good.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Mine was definitely falling apart this week, and Jan was on my case about it. And I cut slices probably almost a half inch thick, and I got fifth of brisket. I mean, it had really good flavor. It was just, you know, you get that point where it's about 2 or 3 degrees overdone. And I was noticed with that brisket, it was done on the edges, but it was not done in the center. And I'm like, God. So I told Mike up there, you know, I got the first and brisket up there in Greer doing the same stuff, and it tightened up. I told Mike up there from Chick-fil-A Bovine, I said, I hope my brisket tightened up. He goes, me too. And I said, because it's pretty loose right now. I took first and brisket, and he took, like, fourth to fifth. And he said, it looks like yours tightened up a little bit more than mine. I said, it had to have. But, you know, brisket will tighten up some when it's sitting in the boxes and heading up to the judges and stuff. But, you know, it's this one this weekend was more overdone than any one I've done all year. And I was really worried about it. But, you know, like I said, Jan didn't like the thick slices. But I said, I got to do whatever works. So I think
that's
I just thought I'm. And, you know, I got to adapt. I said, it's overdone. I got to do what I got to do. So I said, work for me up there in Cleveland. Hopefully it work here. But, but yeah, it'd be good to see y'all again. Like I said, Cleveland's the first time I've seen y'all since, well, I don't know when. Rome?
Well, no, we didn't cook Rome. Actually, I think it might have been this summer.
Yep.
It was summertime when we was up there.
Yep.
Of course, it'd be nice to be cooking with Dad again. Because usually when we, hopefully knock on wood, not jinx us from saying this, but usually when I'm next to him, we usually both do pretty good. Not that he needs much help doing pretty good, but I do.
You need to rub his head a little bit for some good luck.
Uh-huh.
Well, he got to help me hold up my end anyhow. We got to keep it in the family.
Yeah. And he's been helping carry all them checks back to the truck for him, why?
That's what I'm saying. You know, Belinda said he went to the bank, they deposited his checks. That's what his government checks. She'll know his winning checks. We got Brad K on the other line. Brad, are you out there?
Yes, sir.
So how you feeling right now?
Same.
About the same?
Yeah. Glad to be home.
Yeah, you had a little bit longer drive than what most of us had.
Yeah, I had a good drive home, though. Got to stop seeing my mom for a little bit. Went to stop in Tampa and looked at the beach and had a couple drinks. And, hung out there for a little bit and then headed on to the house.
I saw sometime last night you were heading across Clarksville, if I'm not mistaken. Was that 9 o'clock last night?
No, it was about 11:30 when I got home.
Okay. So how was the event down there? We got Bob Tillman Grill. He won a grand. I'm hoping Butcher has some time to call in tonight. He was doing something with Fast Eddie Cook Shack out there in Oklahoma. But he said he's going to try to call in, but he's had a real busy week. So, you know, I think I just visited you up at the shop and you came up and got some of the killer beef to go down there and kick the gator.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, that's my – I've never, you know, gone to a competition where I go do everything on that day. I left out Thursday morning, yeah, and I went down to Augusta. And I went to a couple grocery stores and went to your place and got a load of wood on the front of the lane there. And, I've been drifting over that pecan pile a good bit. I still use a good bit of hickory also, but that pecan wood I got is just amazing. It's real good flavor in that wood.
Well, no, I kind of talked you into doing that. I went over to get me some pecan for my smokers because I like to set mine up for Chuck. So I was like, now, I know we split a lot of this stuff. It's getting legs. We had a big old stack over here back, you know, a few weeks ago, and, you know, I use about maybe 4 logs a month, and, you know, I like cooking with it, and I don't know what Bob or Dave would use, but, you know, pecan, it still has the flavor of the hickory, but it doesn't have all the bitter.
Yeah, it's real well for it.
It's really good with chicken and ribs too. Like I said, it doesn't kill the smoke on them. But how did you place down there in Florida?
We had third place chicken, second place ribs, first place pork, and fifth place brisket.
Now you have the boys he cooked with before. They got a first place pork up there in Shelby.
Yeah, I'm too bad here, my cousin. They had a good weekend. I think it was the first name called, the 10th place chicken. He said they were just thrilled with that. They said they couldn't believe, I guess they didn't call the first places out until last or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said it was blown away. So, yeah, I went down to Naples, 12-hour drive, and yeah, I was wanting to go up to Shelby, but something just told me to go down to Florida and compete in the FBA. I needed some more points. My goal at the beginning of the year was to try to be in the top 10 of the FBA, and I think I'm 12th right now with a couple more comps to go, so, you know, it'd be a real honor to be in the top 10 of the FBA. I got a lot of respect for those guys, and, you know, no matter where I'm cooking at, I like KCBS events and whatnot, but I consider myself an FBA cook. even above a South Carolina cook, because it gives me four meats to cook. I got an hour between turn-ins, and there's no garnish allowed, and it's all about the meat. And I really like the FBA format, and I like where they're going. I don't care for the 30-minute window with the parsley stuff. I don't really care for it. I guess it gets over. You get it done pretty quickly or whatever, but I could turn in a better product than the FBA, I believe, and the KCBS and stuff. Or maybe, I just need to change my schedule enough or whatever, but I like the FBA focusing on the meat and allowing the cooks plenty of time. And it's not a real rush, and the guys down there like the party. So.
Where's your next cook at?
I'm going to try to be in Lanier this weekend. Either Lanier or Elba, Alabama.
Another one in Alabama.
FBA event. So I may go on down there.
Bob, have you ever done an FBA event?
No, I've never been to one of them. I've done the South Carolina, but that was several years ago.
Well, FBA's, I did one this year. I mean, it's really, in my opinion, a lot less hectic than the KCBS. You know, you have, like Brad said, you got an hour in between meat turning, the same meat, same profile pretty much, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And
I won in Naples, Florida with the same stuff I turned in Mumfordville, Kentucky 2 weeks ago. And, had really high scores and granted both contests, so. I was amazed at that. I didn't think that. I figured there'd be a flavor profile difference there, but it's not. And that I honestly believe that butcher's barbecue sauce, I believe that stuff can win anywhere.
Well, it won at Jack, and it won out there in Vegas. So he got place in South South Vegas, and that's what took him to the Grand over Cyril Grillers and them. So, he's real happy. He's doing very well. So,
I'm gonna try to really quick products. So I really believe in them. They've helped us out greatly.
Well, I'll be carrying them to the contest and stuff with me next year. And so, if anybody needs anything at these contests, we'll be supplying them and. We'll save them on shipping or taxes and stuff. There is no shipping or tax, and you can get the products that you want right there. And I'm gonna do some sample packages where what I do, like a one cook package where it's already pre-measured, and you just dump it in and mix it with whatever, and it'll do two to four butts or one to two briskets. So. You don't have to come out of pocket and hold on to it for so long. As long as I'm there, I'm gonna have it extra with me. So I have to make some room in the cabinet for that stuff. But me and David have been talking for a while on this. And, it's being over here on the East Coast and stuff, it's kind of hard, unless you mail order it. You don't really have any place to get it from. Greg from Fireside, since we started helping with the barbecue side of it. He carries a lot of competition rubs and sauces and stuff down there, but he doesn't have butcher yet. But, like I said, I'll be having it at all these other contests. Bob, have you ever tried the sauce that Butcher puts out?
No, I've heard about it, but that'll be something I'll be doing this winter.
Well, I was going to say, if nobody's really used his sauce or his injections or his rubs, it's winter time coming up. It's a good time to do your practice cooks and everything. You need to do one with it and try the flavor profile. Like I said, he's one of the top teams in the country, and he was at the World Food Championships and took it. And so,
I used some of his ribs.
Well, when I went back to his injections, when my brisket and pork score started really going up, so. And I wouldn't say it's 100% that, but it was a real hefty percentage that, to get the flavor in the meat. Another thing I did is I tweaked the way I was trimming a few things. So, and even my cooking method just a little bit. But, sometimes you when you start bombing, you know, it goes back to you don't want to change the whole thing. You just want to tweak it a little bit and see which direction you're headed. And I know with Bob, and I know Brad too, you know, if you don't keep on top of that, you're going to get left in the dust.
Well, that's
true.
Because we, when the scores go to going down, whatnot, a lot of that is with the amount of the rubs and all that you're putting on. I have seen a big difference in scores.
Yeah.
When you put too much or not enough, and your scores really change, you got to be consistent with it.
You know, some meats are different too. I mean, you could do ribs the same way for three or four times, and you switch your brand of rib and you do it the same, and it's either got too much flavor or not enough. So.
Oh, yeah, there's a world of difference in ribs.
So, you know, be consistent in the meat that you buy and everything else. And I think Brad used the same kind of chicken I use. Well, I don't know. What?
Yeah, I was using the Publix Greenwise, but I just used the regular Publix brand, the chicken.
Yeah. And Publix got good chicken. I mean, there's a lot of teams that use Publix chicken out there, and it's a really good chicken. And there's a lot of Springer Farms and a few of these other name brand organic chicken, which do very well. They use anything that's really, truthfully, it's got more of a whiter skin on it. It's usually going to be a little bit better, in my opinion. But, anyway.
I rented I got the hotel room on Friday night at the event down in Naples. So I left about 9, 10 o'clock. I told them to wake me up at 4:30 in the morning. On the wake-up call.
Yeah.
And it didn't wake me up. Anyway, I woke up at 5:20, and I was like 20 minutes away. But, you know, I've been cooking hot and fast for, you know, all year. But I've never cooked that hot and fast. Because we had to be on grill. You know, to be the furthest, I mean, I was the furthest one away. I was the only team ever, you know, went from Florida, I guess. You know, to show up with a cold pan at 6:30 in the morning and put meat on at 7. It was a good feeling. I had that on stick burner down there with all the teams that were there and whatnot. But it was 7 a.m. when I put my meat on. And we turned in pork at 1 and brisket at 2. And butchers helped us do it, so.
But it came out all right. You going to keep doing that?
No. I like an extra hour of, it kind of rushed me prepping my chicken and my ribs a little bit, so I'll do that in the morning. I always have some of my chicken that way, and I always rub my ribs, you know, right after I like, when I light my pit up. When I got that gas torch going in there is when I get my chicken out to prep it, and that's when I usually rub my ribs. So, or, you know, I might want to sleep late. I don't know. It was nice to eat a good meal. I ate at IHOP. I ordered a Danny Kugel special, which is everything on the top half. Yeah, everything on the top half of the menu, they got a picture of it. You circle it with your finger and say, I want that.
Yeah, it goes by features. But see, when we went to the Hull House there in Greenwood, and the waitress asked him if he needed a menu, I said, no, he needs a damn estimate. I'm like, he's got to order by features. She goes, what? And he goes, hey, go. I want one of these, I want one of them's, and I want one of them's. And bring me something to drink, too, whatever you got.
But I usually don't eat a whole lot of competitions, or, you know, I try not to eat a whole lot because you got to use them damn porta-johns most of the time.
Exactly.
And there's nothing like taking crap in a cold or a hot porta-john, for that matter. You know, it's just not a good environment to take crap in.
No, you kind of limit yourself on stuff like that.
Yeah, plus fat boy. I mean, I can barely get my pants down on one of them things. But I got up that morning at 5:20, and I didn't get in no hurry. I was like, I was kind of mad at myself really for going all that way and messing up like that. Oversleeping by an hour. I just, was kind of mad at myself for a couple minutes anyway. I went in there, I tried to use the bathroom, couldn't go to the bathroom, which is kind of odd for me in the morning time. I went ahead and took my shower and I left. I had my bags ready. And I did not have to use the bathroom until I hit the interstate. About the second I got off that exit ramp, get on that interstate, I really, really had to go to the bathroom. And I wish I had a camera or something in my truck because my butt didn't even touch the seat for about 4 miles going up the interstate. I was trying to get to the next exit too quick.
He needs Steve Finger to ride with him.
I was going to say that. I was giving Steve to get along really well. He don't care about the interstate or not. He's going to pull over wherever.
Man, I was almost there. I was almost to the point of pulling over, and I was still a little dark. It was still dark. So, but I made it to 7-Eleven and then went on to the contest. It was the worst ride I've ever been on the interstate, though. I don't know what happened to me. That's why I don't eat at IHOP and Waffle House and stuff like that a whole lot. Them old green hash browns, they'll tear your stomach up.
Yeah, I don't think Steve had a really good time then either, but
Nah, he had the waffle hole too.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, I got to get off.
Okay.
I'll see you this next weekend down in Gainesville.
Okay, I appreciate
you
calling in, Bob.
Yep, y'all take care now.
All right, you too, and have a safe trip, buddy.
Bye-bye.
That was Bob Roberts from Two Old Men and the Grill. Of course, it's not Two Old Men, but anyway. They took Grant up in Shelby this past weekend, and our hat's off to them. Got a standing ovation from the cookers and stuff. So it's always great to see them win.
It's always good to see them in the contest. I enjoy their company. That's one team that you always look forward to seeing.
And everybody goes up and talks to them, and they're just as nice as they can be, and. With Bob, he's about as funny as anybody I've ever heard. So, he's just real class act, both of them. Just as sweet as can be. So, you don't know if you're going to do Hogging on Lanier or FBA, huh?
I'm probably doing FBA.
Because of the role. Now, how many more FBAs they have this year?
I think two or three.
Are you doing some in December?
I'll be at the Triple Crown Invitational and Open event in Paris. You should be there too. I don't know why you're not there.
Do what?
You should be there too.
You're kind of hard to hear.
Are you going to be in Perry also?
I don't know if I'm invited to it or not.
It's the first weekend of December. But it's an invitational and open event also.
So the invitational. I won a grand in the FBA, and I didn't know if that got y'all making that into the invitation or not. So, but
So I'll pretty much take the month of December off, and January is duck season. So, you know, I'm gonna piddle around with that for a month and a half or so, and take care of some business around here. And I may do one. I don't know. Calhoun was looking pretty good, but it's got to see what Mama wants. So
yeah, I'm gonna be able to come in the Calhoun event. The last weekend in November?
Yeah, it's like the 1st of December.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, the 30th of November and the 1st of December. So, I mean, it's supposed to be a really nice campground and everything, and that kind of caught my eye, but, you know, still, three and a half hours for me to get up there, so. We'll see.
I'm looking forward to the National Barbecue Cup. I've been really trying to get on my game. I'm really looking forward to that National Barbecue Cup, man. I'd really like to do well there and get a couple calls. Finish well, I hope.
Well, I found out from Seth today I'm 1 point ahead of Curology and Team of the Year in SBN, so I've got to go down there.
Where's the team of the year points at?
I don't know. Seth just called me today. Hopefully he's going to be posting about there. But I figured, and really truthfully, I figured I'd lap the field, but I was wrong. So we'll have to see. He says it's really important. It's between me, Qology, and he said Mike's catering is like 4.5 points behind us, but he said, then back to fourth place, he said, a substantial amount of points. So he said it's going to be interesting down there. He said he's looking forward to it. But Seth said he was, suppose, like 3 or 4 points ahead of me going into that thing. But him doing the team of the year points, he can't be a part of it. So he said maybe next year, but not this year. So he said he's kind of looking forward to it. He wants to see how it pans out. He's got top three teams there, and he's going to be battling out to the end. So I said, well, we'll see what we can do. So, but anyway, I know Lang sponsors you, Lang Smokers and stuff, and you're really good offset cookers, obviously. You can cook a pork butt in 2 hours and have it done, so, but you probably proved that past weekend.
I think it's cooking really good, and I'm fixing to build me a custom hot rod lane cooker.
Our hats off to you. Jan says she's got a couple cookies for you down there if you want them for your grand.
I'll see her this week. I'm trying to make that a weekly stop.
It worked this past week, didn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Jim, which is a pretty good place. I didn't know what to expect. I've never been there before, but you know, you go to the window and Jane's there smiling at you, and you never know when people sit down and like your food's ready. I mean, it's booming. Here you go. And I really didn't know what they could have thrown together that quickly. It was excellent. It was very good.
Yeah, we take them. Jeff from WikiQ likes them. He usually brings them good luck, so we quit bringing them to him. So, right now I'm third in Georgia in brisket. So, I need 6 points to get in the first place. So I've got a 170 to get rid of. I'm half a point behind Danny Kugel and a half a point in front of Bubba Q. So, and Jeff Whiskey's leading it. So, it's going to be an interesting weekend. This is my last weekend, like I said, to get my GDC points in. So, kind of looking forward to it. We'll see how it come out on the brisket end. And, you know, that's all I got. I can't do no more. So, yeah. We'll see how it turns out this weekend up there in Gainesville.
And or if you're going to Florida or if you're going to Alabama, do the FBA, good luck. Or if you're going to Lanier, I'll see you up there. But I'm sure I'll see you this week to pick up some more wood. I'm sure you're going to need some more. And,
yeah, I'm definitely
going to
need some
more
TC wood.
Yep, I'll see if I can get the guys to split some more pecan up there. And it's running a little low, especially for the size pieces you like. So,
I've been watching the man eat splitter.
I'm going to
see if I can
get
down and help him one day.
I ain't no big deal. I put a guy up there, and he was splitting a lot. I know he split a lot of hickory up there, but I don't know if he split any pecan up anytime soon, but I have him jump on it, you know, tomorrow, Wednesday, and get some more split up. But yeah, that pecan, I think it really helps the ribs and chicken more than anything, but it's a good wood. That's what I burn 90% of the time in my pit, so it's really good. But I'm going to have to get off here a little early tonight. I got some other business to take care of. And,
y'all have a great night. Thanks for having us on.
Congratulations on your FBA grant this past weekend, and hopefully you can turn around and do it again this weekend and get your get up in that top 10, like what you said. I think you got a good chance of doing it by the end of the year. So good luck, my friend, and I'll talk to you later on in the week.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
That was Brad Kay from Lang Smokers. Just took a grand championship down in Naples, Florida this past weekend. Hats off to them. And also our hats off to Butcher Barbecue for taking the World Food Championship out there in the barbecue category, and also to our favorite people, the two old men in the grill, Bob and Belinda. I want to thank David Morrow for calling in, even though I think he had to get offline. But again, brother, we'll see you this weekend up in Gainesville. And we'll go ahead and plug our sponsors with Butcher Barbecue, Royal Oak Charcoal, Southern Q Smokers, Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills, and Phoenix Printing. We've enjoyed having y'all and hope to continue having y'all in the future. So to all in the barbecue world, just keep queuing. See you next week.